Mi kam chi Yisroel goyechet boritz. Who is like my great nation, Klal Yisroel? Hashem is meir Klal Yisroel, something special. V'yafu posach v'dorish. So Mar says now, v'yafu, it means Rav Lozer ben Azariah. He also started to darshan. The other Gersa, there were Mashur's Gershes, Rabbi Yeshua now started to darshan. Not Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but Rabbi Yeshua. That's more mashma that, because up until now, mashma, Rabbi Yeshua told the Tamidim, tell him something. So the Tamidim were telling Rabbi Yeshua. Now Rabbi Yeshua, the Rebbe, started to darshan. That's where the Mashur says it should be. The Yafu Posach Medorish. The Posach says in Kehelis, Divrei Chachomim Kador, Tagot Kador Bainus. The words of Chomim are like a stick, like a staff. Ukamasmoris netuyim, and like sticks that are sticking, like nails that are netuyim, planted straight up. Balaya sufis, that the people are gathered together. Nitnu meroyachas, that's giving from one shepherd. So it sounds like this. Loma nimshlo divre Torah ladarben. Why is the divre Torah Chomim means here the Torah that Chomim say is called kedarbonus, like a staff? Why is it called like a staff? Leimeloch, ma darben ze, just like this staff that you use, is mechaven es apora talmiyeha, is a type of a staff you use to make the apora, the cow, go on the right path when he's plowing the grounds. You want him to walk on the right path to plow the right ground. Is lohitzi chayim, mechaven es apora talmiyeha, lohitzi chayim loylem, in order that the produce should grow, like you want the cow to plow the right part of the ground, that things should grow, you should have food to eat from to live on, is af divrei Torah the same thing. When we learn Torah, divrei Torah, mechuvonim eslam deyim, it puts the people that learn Torah on the right way. Midarke misa darke chayim, it takes you away from darke misa and puts you to darke chayim. So therefore, divrei chorim kedarbonus means the divrei chachamim, the Torah you learn, strains you out like a staff that puts you on the right road to go to chayim. Taita, ima darben ze, if just like a staff, metaltel, you could move around. Av divrei Torah metaltelin, divrei Torah also you can move around. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, or else you could change the pshan the Torah. It's changeable what the Torah means. It's like metaltim, you can move around. Talmud Lomim, the Pasuk says, no, kimas morus. It's like pegs, a strong nail. So the mori ima mismor, ze chosar, v'lo yosar. Just like a nail, a peg, there's only one peg. As much as you have, that's the peg that's holding it in. You can't have more there, though. Maybe av divrei Torah chaserim v'lo yiserim. Divrei Torah is only what we have, and there's nothing more to it. Talmud Lomim, the Pasuk says, netuyim, it's like planted. That man that tiyazu, just like a plant, por of a rov, it grows and grows and grows. Av divrei Torah, por of a rovin. There's no limit to how much to understand the Torah. The Torah we have, the more you learn, the more you understand, the more it grows and grows. Then the pasuk says, balei asufais, that means the people that gather together come in groups. That means, elo tamidei chachamim, she yoshvin asufas asufais. They're sitting groups and groups. The Yoskim Batorah and learning Torah. Halolu mitamim velolu matarim. These people say the Lechrid is Tamei. These people say it's Torah. Halolu oiskim velolu matirim. Machlechisin. The same Alocha. They say it's also, they say it's Mutter. Halolu poislim velolu machshirim. They say it's Posel, they say it's Machshir. Shema Yoimer Odom. Maybe a person would say, Heicha niloma Torah meyata. How can I learn Torah then? I come to a place, there's a machlekes. What's the locha? He says mutter, he says osur. He says kosher, he says treif. How can I learn Torah? Talmud Lomim, the pasuk says no. Kulam nitnu meroyechet. This is all the same pasuk in Kehelis. The whole Torah was given from one roya, from one shepherd. And kelecha nosnu. One HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. Paranesechet amorin. Mi pi odon. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over to Klaus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol ha'maisim baruch hu. Everything is there from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, V'yadabru l'kim es kol ha'dvar me'lo. Izavata you also asayu aznecha ki ha'farchsus. Put your ears strong to hear the Torah. U'knei l'chol leiv meivin, and be crying for you a heart that understands. L'shmoya, to hear. as divrei metamim v'as divrei metayrim. And echnami, the machlokes, there are two svaris. You put your mind to understand the machlokes. Understand why one says tamei, why one says tor. As divrei oisim, as divrei matirim. Understand why they say oisim, why they say matir. As divrei poslim, as divrei machshirim. And you should understand that's all Torah. There are svaris in Torah. Like Rashi says, Yekulam kel echad amrun. Ein lechom mebnei amachlokes maybe raya mitoros eloko achar. Elo mitoros lokeinu. Like even though there's a machlokes, both of them bring rayas from the Torah. Parnas echad amrun. Ein lechom maybe raya medivrei novia habo lelachlik al Moshe Rabbeinu. Nobody brings a raya from a novia that argues on Moshe. Everybody agrees to Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, aseyas necha kafachsis. Every machlekes you have, the two man diomrim, they both have the label of Shemayim. They both mean to learn Hashem's Torah. Is asayas necha shemas? Your ears should hear them. The lamud to learn, the da divrei kulam, and you should know both cheetahs. Ugushateida lahovchin eiza yachsher kva alocha kamaisai. And later when you have enough das, your understanding, that's the way you passed him. You have to first hear both cheetahs. Hear both svaras, and then when you have enough das to understand, the way you understand better, that's the way you're paskin. So that's the way you have to learn Torah. Like Oren always says, that Beisil and Beishamai, Beisil was always matim divrei Beishamai before them. The Chiddush was, Beisil used to first listen to what Beishamai said, and then they would hear what they have to say. You have to hear both sides of the story. Both the both divrei kenemis. And then, whichever way is more light to your das understand, that's the way the person has to write the pasuk. Weiter. But the Gemara always says, other Gemara in the Erevin says, like Elu Velo Divrei Elokim Chaim. The Gemara says, when there's a machlokes, Besil and Meshamai, both is true. But the Gemara really says, with what speaks out, there are 49 svaras. For every single halacha, what it says Tameh and what it says Tor. There are svaras of Torahs both ways. What's the psak? That's the way your das understands it. The way the Pesach understands it, that's the psak. Right. The Loshin Azir Omalehem. And this Loshin he said back to them, and he said, Ein Dor Yosem Shreb Lozo Ben Azayah Shruya B'teichai. There's no Dor Yosem like that Reb Lozo Ben Azayah is here. It's not a Dor Yosem. We have Reb Lozo Ben Azayah here. For the Gemara of Alei Malei Behedya, why didn't they say Rashi Miyad? Lo Muskuk Loi Matamid Chonu. Like the Kasha was when Rabbi Yeshua told us to Tamidim, tell me something, how come first they entered to say, we're your Talmud, we don't want to answer? Why didn't they right away say Divrei Torah? Like what were they afraid of? The Rabbi told them, say some Divrei Torah, they should have said right away. So Gemara says the Tamidim were afraid, Mishumai Seshoya. Because there's once a story like this. Titania. Mice of Reb Yossi ben Dermuskis. Once the story was Reb Yossi ben Dermuskis, Shaholach Lahakpo Tanei Reb Lezer ben Lud. He went to be Mekabel, his Rebbe, to visit his Rebbe. Reb Lezer was in Lud. Omar Loi, so Reb Lezer asked his Talmud Reb Yossi, Ma Chiddush Hoi Be Beis HaMedrash Hayim? What Chiddush did they say over to him in the Beis HaMedrash? Omar Loi, so he answered back right away. I say Reb Yossi didn't like first say, I don't want to say. No, he answered right away. Omalei nimnu v'gomru. They had a machlokes in the Beis Medrash and they paskin. Nimnu, they counted. V'gomru, they came to Maskana. That Amon Amoyev, these places, the land of Amon Amoyev, doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Negeya Tilcha Shemitah. Therefore, Masrin Maitaroni b'Shvius. On Shvius, the seventh year, and Eretz Yisrael itself, it's Potem in a Maiser. But this land of Amon Amoyev doesn't have Kedushas Shvius. Therefore, you're mechuyev to give off Maiserani even on Shvius. That's what he said. The Rashi says, Nimnu v'gomru means Heskinu shi Yisraelim Yisrael adorim be'evra yardin. A Yid that's living on the other side of the Jordan. But ma shekivshu l'sichin v'yoig, the part of the land they captured from Sichin v'yoig, that's Eretz Amon v'moyev. Now what's the loch of those lands of Eretz Amon v'moyev? That Maiserin achshev Maiserani b'Shvius. They had a right to plant and grow during Shvius. We'll soon see why. Because for the second time when Ezra went back into Eretz Yisrael, they were not Mekadesh Amon Amayim. Those lands, they weren't Mekadesh. So it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, there's no Hilchas Shviyas on it. Therefore, B'Shemitah, they still planted there. And there's an Indian to give Ma'is money to let the poor people of Eretz Yisrael live off the produce that grows there. That's what the Talmud Rabbi Yossi told over to his Rebbe, Rebbe Lozer. Is Amaloi, so the Rebbe said back, Yossi, postured your decha, stretch out the hands of the kibla necha, and receive your eyes. In other words, gave them like a curse, he should become blind. Rashi says, postured your decha, kibla necha, hukshu beinov, shenosta natura leisa derish. Like you bothered the Rebbe very much, that the Talmud liked that drasha. Falemi, my son, shenosta gdeir lehoisa tekonazu. It wasn't their drasha they made up now in the Beis Medrash. This is the corner way before. So the Rebbe got angry at him. So the Maestro was postured yodav, he stretched out his hands, kibla einov. He received his eyes, in other words, he became blind. So, Bocha Rebbe Lozer started to cry there, B'yomar, Soida Hashem Lirayev, Ubrisai Lihaydiyam. So what? Omaloi, Leich and Omalahem, Al Techoishu Lemanaychu, don't care about what you make a minyan, your account now. In other words, don't think that you are being Mechadish Tithalacha. But rather, kach mekublani mi Rabbi Yechonah Mazakai. This is the Kabbalah I have from a Friedeker, from before, Dor before, from Yechonah Mazakai. She shoma mi Rabbi, he heard from his Rebbe. For Rabbi mi Rabbi, his Rebbe from his Rebbe. But it's not that you are making up this halacha, it's you do the halacha from way before. That what? Hilchoso lemoshe mi Sinai. It's even a halacha that was said by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Sinai. That what? Amoinu moyev. So it wasn't really a halacha said by Moshe Rabbeinu. Like we'll soon see, these halachas that happen first later on. So like on the side it says, it means to say, it meant to say, Kleimar, Dover Boru, Kalach L'Moshe Mitzrayim. That's what the Rosh says. Doesn't really mean it was Halach L'Moshe Mitzrayim. It can't be Halach L'Moshe Mitzrayim. Because we'll soon see these halachas are first Mechadish later on. He just meant to say, Rabbi Yechon and Mitzakeh said over from his Rebbe, and his Rebbe from his Rebbe, that it's a clear pshat, nobody could argue on this, that what? That Amon Umayyif, Maisrin, Maisroni Bishriyas, Enochanami, that Bizman is there now, Amon and Moyev, that land, the lands of Amon and Moyev, that's the other side of the Jordan, doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Filcha Shriyas, therefore they're allowed to plant on Shriyas, but they still have to give Maisroni to the Aniyim, and the Aniyim live from it. My time, what's the reason? Harbe Krochim, Kivshu Ole Mitzrayim, Vulay Kivshu Ole Bovel. There are a lot of lands. That Oile Mitzrayim means when Klai Yisrael first went up to Eretz Yisrael, they conquered it. So when Moshe Rabbeinu, when Yeshua went into Eretz Yisrael, he conquered the Avir Yardin, Amon Amoyed had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael at that time. When Oile Mitzrayim went into Eretz Yisrael, they captured even the other side of the Jordan also. And Bulei Kivshu are the Bovel. But when there was when the first Golis, when they left by Golis Bovel, and then after when Ezra went up the second time, they were not Mekadesh, they didn't give Kedusha to Amon Amayev, they didn't give Kedusha there. Why? Mifnei she Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaitav Le Kitchel Asalavi. They hold that the first Kedusha that Yeshua gave to Eretz Yisrael was only Kedusha for the time they were living there. But when it came Golas Bovel after the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, when they left Eretz Yisrael, it was Bottle that first Kedusha. Now when Ezra came up the second time to Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael the second time, he did not give Kedusha to all the lands that had Kedusha the first time. Why not? What's the reason? Why did he leave over this Kedusha? Kedesha Yismuchu Aleyem Aniyem B'Shvias. He Vedavka wanted that it comes the seventh year, so in Eretz Yisrael you can't plant. And even the fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael the seventh year, Shemitah, is potter from Eiser. Shemitah is potter in a Eiser. Since they put them in a Maisa, people won't give anything to the Aniyim. So the Aniyim won't have anything to eat on Shemitah. So therefore Ezra wanted that there should be some land that does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Since it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, therefore there's no din of Shemitah. Therefore you're allowed to plant there on Shemitah. Since you can plant there, the Aniyim will have what to eat from. So that's the reason why they weren't Mekadeshit. And even though it only has Kedushas Midrabbanan, that Tosfos speaks out,
Look at Rashi. Kach mekablani shekedusha rishena shekitchi Yeshua l'shaita lekitchi l'asalovi. The kedusha that Yeshua gave Eretz Yisrael the first time was only kaddish when they're living there, and when they left there by after the churban, the Beis Hamikdash rishon was bottled. Av kedusha shniya, but the second kedusha that Ezra gave sheneskach l'olam, that kedusha is there l'olam even mizman azir. Ketanya bivamis kedusha rishonu shniya yesh lem shlisha sein lem. The first Kedusha has a second Kedusha, but the second Kedusha does not have a third Kedusha, because the second Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael now, is Kodesh even now. Therefore, like this Shita Bezman Azer, and Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah, it's an Issa Mediraisa, the plant that has Kedusha Shemitah now. Lefikach, Bishar Eretz Yisrael and Zrias Bishrias, and now on a plant in Eretz Yisrael. Aval Amun and Moyev, Henicha Melekadish. Ezra did not want to give Kedusha back to Amun and Moyev. There's Amun and Moyev midiraisa does not have kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. It's put them in a meiser altogether. It's only the chomim gave the chiv, so the midrabbanim they said you have to give meiser oni. So that's the reason why they did it. So the kids are in the middle of the story now that we want to answer again. How come when these Talmidim came to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua told them to say Divrei Torah, they didn't want to answer right away? Why? Because they heard about this other mice what happened with Rabbi Yossi when he went in front of Rabbi Elazar. That Rabbi Elazar told Rabbi Yossi to say over Shikol Torah. Rabbi Yossi said right away what happened, and Rabbi Elazar didn't like it, and Imam Mishmei made his Talmud blind. So therefore the other Talmidim were afraid to say Divrei Torah in front of the Rebbe. That's why first they said, we're your Talmidim, we listen to you, we don't want to say anything. But when the Rebbe said, but I want you to say something, then they said something. But here the story was, Tana, so the Mara says here, that La'achash and Yashra Daitoi, afterwards Rabbi Elazar calmed down, and then Omari said, Yirotzen Shiyachsru Eine Yislam Kaiman. Then when the Rebbe Rabbi Elazar calmed down, he davened to Hashem, that Hashem should give back the eyes to Rabbi Yossi. Because, and that was the mice, he got his eyes back. But Akol Ponim, the next Talmidim already heard that story when they came to their Rebbe. And the Rebbe said, tell me some Divrei Torah. They were hesitant to say Divrei Torah. They're afraid maybe they'll lose their eyes, they won't get it back again. So they didn't answer so fast. That's where first they said, we listen to you, we don't say. But the Rebbe asked them, please say, then they said. Right. Tana Rabbonin, Ezel Shaita. What's called a shaita? Mishnah says a shaita, a fool, is potter for mitzvahs riyah, and no din is potter mikol mitzvahs amur b'torah. A shaita is called a person who doesn't have das, he's like a cotton, he's potter mikol mitzvahs. What's called a shaita? Is there a shaita? Somewhere says, hayotzi yechidi balayla. A person that walks out alone at night is called a shaita. V'yhalon v'beis ha'kvaris. Somebody goes to sleep in the cemetery at night, that's called a fool. V'yamakares ksusai. Somebody has nothing to do but rip up his shirt and rip his clothing, he's called a fool, he's called a shaiti, he's put him in the mitzvahs. So it's a machloikis. Itma. Rafuni wa ma'achi yukulam bavasachis. You only have a shame shirt if you do all these three things. If a person does all these three things, that's called a shaita. If you do one or two of them, you're not called a shaita yet. Rabbi Yechlin no ma no. Afilo biyachas men. Even if you only do one of them, you're called a fool, a shaita. That's what we pass him. So Maluch Aresta Kasha Kont Rafuna. Hechi Domi, what are we talking about here? If the person is mamash a fool, like Stam walking around at night doing nothing in the streets, he's mamash a fool. How could a fool say you have to do all three? Either one of them is a right, he's a fool. Like a guy that sleeps for no reason, the Mesa Kvaris, that's a shaita. So what does a fool have to say you have to have all three for? Elamai, no, the person has a reason why he's doing it. He's not doing his time a fool. He has a reason why he's doing these things. If so, afilo kulonami loy. So what's wrong with Rafuna? Even if he does all these three things, also, he has a reason why. So, monashach, if he's doing it because he's a derech foolish, either one shows he's a fool. And if he's doing it not derech foolish, so all three together also doesn't make him into a fool. So Mar says, liyarlam the kovad lo derech shtus. Really, we don't have any reason to say why he's doing it. Really, we look at him sleeping in the cemetery at night, we just say he's a fool. But maybe no. Maybe we'll say, no one is guy sleeping tonight in the Beza Kvaris. For some reason, he wants to have Ruach Tumah upon him. I don't know why. For some reason, he wants to feel what the Ruach HaTumah is. Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, Shetish Rol of Ruach Tuma, Ruach Shadim. He wants to see the Shadim, he wants to talk to the demons. Shayisayu Lios Mechashiv. He wants to be a magician here. So he wants to get to know the Shadim. So he wants to sleep in the Vesach Rosh. So he's not a fool, he's a smart person. He wants to be a Mechashiv Mechashifa. So maybe that's why he's sleeping. So we don't know, but if we just let him sleep at night in the Besek Forest, maybe we'll say that's the reason why he's doing it. Weiter. V'ayotzi chidi v'layla, if we see a guy stand walking in the streets by himself at night, Eima will tell you, gandrifus achte. Something chapped him. Rashi says he got a sickness. Maybe the shade got into him. Rashi says, agarifus achte, ani shemati choyli, ochoz mitoich daigo. So the guy became very nervous. And the guy's nervous. No, he can't sleep at night. So the guy's nervous. He has problems. He's missing $1 million. He has to pay $1 million tomorrow. He can't sleep at night. So he got a sickness. So he's walking around at night. Not because he's a fool, but because he has problems now. V'linir Rashi says, Sheneschamin gufoy. The guy got a heat. He got a hot temperature. V'yestalokam avir. So the doctor says, go outside. It's cold outside. Go outside. The guy's 105 degrees. So you have to cool yourself off. That's why he's walking outside at night. So it could be the guy's not a fool. The guy has a reason why he's walking outside at night. So if you only see one of them, you're not sure he's a fool. Maybe he has a reason why he's doing it. Weiter, via Makaris Ksusi, you see a guy walking around ripping his clothing. He's a guy that's fatracht. He's thinking too much. And when a guy is thinking, like we call the absent-minded professor, when he's thinking too much, he rips his clothes, he doesn't realize what he's doing. But not because he's a fool, he's a Baal Machshavasu. So, Mele, if you only see him do one of these three things, we don't have a pure raya, he's a fool. But Kivan Diyavdin Lakulu, when we see this guy do all these three things, he slept last night in the cemetery, and he ripped his clothing, and the guy walks at night, Heaven Luhu,